Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Do you think you could have beat the Niners?
Huh? All right, check this out. This is San Leandro Mo, and you're listening to 95.7 The Game, The Morning Roast with Bonte and Shasta.
Oh, man.
I do.
That was interesting.
There's, the there's 01 no, Miami team?
There's no college team beating a professional football
could you?
Team.
Okay.
I understand who the 05 Niners were. Frank Gore kind of told you. There's grown man strength. There's college strength, and there's grown man strength.
That was an expansion
college,
team.
And there was college concepts as well. I mean, sure, they make some plays. There's no college team. Has a college team ever been a pro team? They used to do the college all-stars.
Back in the day.
They used to do like the college all-stars versus pro team.
Yeah, there was
a course like what?
Belichick. Well, there was Belichick footage where they had the
Walter Payton.
Yeah, it was college incredible. All-star. Walter Payton was going against one of the greatest Zach defenses Lambert. Ever in the Steelers, and he was just like throwing guys around.
I believe that one alone. The segment is sponsored by Go to State Lumber, serving the Bay Area for three generations. When you succeed, we succeed. Visit GoToStateLumber.com. What does everybody think of the Chiefs? You saw the Chiefs in February. They look better. John in Napa. What do you think of the Chiefs, John? What's happening? You're on the roast.
Hey, good morning, guys. Kansas City offense, it kills me, man. I'm just watching the left tackle stutter step before the snap of the ball, and it's just that drives me crazy to see that happening, not getting flags for holding, and that was a huge problem in the Super Bowl. It reminds me, I grew up in Sacramento. I'm a Kings, I was a Kings fan, and it's like the three-step drop that Shaquille O'Neal constantly took an extra step, or he was sitting in the paint for 3 seconds, and we're just losing our minds, and that's what it reminds me of, man. It's just like, is anything going to change? Are they going to get calls on that offensive line? Andy Reid's great. Patrick Mahomes, I love to hate that guy. He's so good. But, damn, we got to figure out that offensive line because they got to get some calls sometimes.
John, what about the assistant coach? What about Steve Spags calling a timeout? The assistant coach, defensive coordinator can't call a timeout. And he got a gift in a timeout.
You can if you're Spags, man. That guy's amazing. So I don't know. I mean, when you have that much clout, I guess you can get some leeway to do that, maybe.
Yeah, I hear you, man. They look so good, and they don't have Hollywood Brown yet. Samaje Perine's just getting worked into the system. You know, Watson, that corner is going to get better.
So the man is addressing something there, the caller. And I ran into a buddy. I forget his name, and I apologize. It's Dre's dad, okay?
Dre, who's Dre's dad?
Dre's in eighth grade. He's a baseball player. He's a very good little ball player. All right. He's a switch hitter. He's an excellent player. His dad's like, hey, man, you and Bonte, you've been talking about the Super Bowl, blah, blah, blah. I'm paraphrasing here. He's like, you got to talk about the holds. They were holding Bosa. I don't want to be a whiner. I'm not trying to be a whiner, and he's right. He's not trying to cry and whine. It is spectacular how few holding calls are called on the big stages for the Chiefs. It is wild.
Well, you could call hold on every play, right? Okay, I got the NCAA.
Just call it once in a game. That'd be nice.
David Pollack or Reese Davis or whatever it is on NCAA football on a video game. You technically can call a hold on every single play. But Kansas City, not only do they do that, not only do they get away with holds or whatnot, and you know what it is what it is, but they get away with lining up illegally, and they were popping Baltimore every other play. John Harbaugh was losing his mind yesterday. You're losing his mind, Sam. You got to call it. This is BS.
The one rule that I think absolutely needs to be looked at, watching that game, if Mahomes or any quarterback, and Russ did this for a long time too, if you're going to tiptoe down the line and do the fake run out of bounds, stay in bounds, and I'm going to tell you, I'm sorry. The defense, it's so hard to play defense. Yeah. It's so hard to get stops. It's so difficult. I think there should be a 2 or 3 yard buffer of some sort where if you're going to tiptoe along the sideline and continue to churn up field and a guy blasts you and you're a half a step, a full step out of bounds, I don't care. Honest to God, I'm tired of it because Mahomes in particular does get away with that one. And that one, to me, not only does he get the, you know, hidden yardage, because it's difficult to stop anyone on defense, but then it's like, I'm running full speed. You fake go out of bounds. You turn up field. I hit you because I'm already starting to, you know, I got to square you up in between chest and midsection because I don't want to go up high and I don't want to go up low. So my head is down and I can't tell whether you're a step out, a step in. I think that is a boo-boo garbage call, and I'm done with that call, and I understand why you do it. You got to have safety. Move the players back. Move the benches back a little. If a quarterback is going to tiptoe down the line and churn up field, you have to allow a little bit of wiggle room for the defender to come in and blast him, because it's not fair. Like, the defense...
Well, they didn't call it, though, on that, when that
they
play
did on
that
another
started.
One.
They, when they started...
There were two different plays.
There's a Raven play. There was a Raven player after the game. I don't know. Was it Roquan Smith? But he called out number 88 and somebody goes, I'll see him again. We'll find that out. He was hot. He was basically was like, yeah, they were chirping on the sidelines. I'll see him again. The number 88 had to say something. There was a trainer or whatnot. But I was listening to it last night. I was like, wow, okay, there's some bad blood there. So the 3rd and 20, roughing the quarterback, that's a tough call where he gets hit in the helmet. And I get it. You gotta call it because the hand hits the helmet. And it's obvious that the defender wasn't trying to do it.
But why
it was
can't it be a 15-yard penalty, and then it's 3rd and 5?
Well, yeah, but it's 3rd and 20, and you bail them out, and all of a sudden they get an automatic first down. It's like, what are we doing here? So, they get calls. There was some home cooking going on in Kansas City.
I just think, in general, that the personal foul, there's a big difference between I'm headhunting or I'm hitting you three or four steps out of bounds.
It looked accidental.
This is not a rule that comes into play all the time, but like, if you're going to run with the ball the way that these guys run with the ball, because like Lamar, if Lamar's in the middle of the field and he's running around, like everyone's like, oh, you can hit him. Yeah, it's no problem. Back. So, but Mahomes gets full protection like he's in a glass jar because he's near the sideline. I just disagree on that.
Brady got protection like that as well. You get what I'm talking about? Did you find this, Spadoni? You didn't see anything? We'll find it during the break. But I was listening to it last night. I was like brushing my teeth, and my Instagram was just playing. And there was a Raven player to interview it after the game. He was hot. I think it was Roquan Smith. Maybe Roquan Smith. We'll find it during the break here. But shameless shout out, 745. Start to line them up. We got Stu Gotts coming in at 8 o'clock. He's going to join us at 8 o'clock on the River Islands guest line. We got fans and folks who won the breakfast with the roast. They're going to be in around 8:30. Jack's Restaurant is presenting the breakfast. And they're going to be all hyped up about Niner football. Monday, gets the New York Jets. Frank Gore. Niners can't lose that game with Frankie G getting inducted into the Hall of Fame. They can't lose that game with number 21 in the building and all those legends who are going to be alongside of him. But we'll get to the injury report. Shanahan did speak yesterday. McCaffrey, they named the captain. By the way, let's do this. Here's the captain. So I thought the Niners only, didn't Shanahan say a couple years ago that, yeah, we only named 5 captains, or they did 6, and now it's 8. Here's Shanahan.
8 of them this year. Bosa, Warner, Juice, Kittle, McCaffrey, Purdy, Debo, and Trent.
Well, you're allowed 9. I try to do it right with the votes. I think we've always had 6 or 7. The 7 and 8 were like 1 vote off, and the 9th guy was like 8 behind them. So it was really obvious who those 8 were, and the 9th one was too far from it, and I'd rather not have so many I'm not going to pick when the team votes it that close.
I mean, well, the captain thing became a big deal because Trey Lance wasn't named the captain when he was a quarterback. It was like, oh, we only have five or six. And then now you're allowed nine.
If you have eight captains, do you even have one?
Yeah, I mean, you got to have captains. Eight? I mean, eight captains.
That feels a little excessive.
Eight captains. And do you have a problem with Trent being the captain?
He just got here. He just got here.
Because last season, Bosa wasn't named the captain for holdout.
Oh, I don't keep track record of captains.
Well, like I do. I was just like, it was just very interesting to me. Bosa didn't have to see on his jersey last year.
I mean, you're allowed nine captains? That feels excessive.
I was just shocked that Big Trent was a captain. It's like, wait, he just missed camp just like Bosa.
I mean, some guys can do that.
Yeah, Big Trent can do that. Oh, you found us out? Oh, Spadoni, wait till you hear this on the other side. 888-957-9570. Football is back, folks. Football is back. We'll get into Shanahan sound on the other side, plus shameless shout-outs at 7:45. That's all coming up, brought to you by Chilton Auto Body.
He flopped. Yeah, he flopped. That's why the referees didn't call it. It was a great no call by the ref. But whoever 88 is, I don't know who he is, but he better watch himself. He did a little slick push.
Was there somebody on the sideline that pushed you as well?
Yeah, whoever number 88 is, I have no idea who he is, but I'll see him when I see him.
Hey, yo, it's Zeus, your man. You listening to the 95.7 The Game, The Morning Roast with Bonte and Shasky. Oh, baby.
Oh, that's Roquan Smith after the game. The Chiefs beat the Ravens 27-20 in a thriller first game of the season. Today, we got another game in Sao Paulo, Brazil, between the Green Bay Packers and the Philadelphia Eagles. Devin Smith's not going to play in that game. By the way, this Sunday at 95.7 The Game. This Sunday. How about this? You get two games on the airwaves. You get Patriots and Bengals, who I'm sure is going to be a lot of people's survivor pick, the Bengals. That's my survivor pick. They better not let me down. I could see them losing that game, too. I could just see it with the way their training camp is gone. And you get Raiders and Chargers in the afternoon.
Just win, baby.
Yeah, just win. The quarterback must go down. He must go down hard within the first 10 plays. We're not going to, they always say, take what the defense gives you. Take what the defense gives you. I say to hell with that. We're going to take what we want. We're going to drop the bomb on you. Rest in peace, Al Davis.
I saw two good commercials yesterday. One, I think, might have been one of the more creative commercials I've seen in a long time. First one, Kelsey's brother, the one who played for the Eagles.
Jason Kelsey.
Doing the Buffalo Wild Wings commercial about going back to football. That was funny. The Dan Campbell Applebee's commercial where he puts the, you know, like, the, what is it? Not the ordering guide, because he's got like the little thing menu where he writes the order down. I don't know. What is that called? Like a notepad?
Yeah, notepad.
And he's like, what are we going to have? And he's like covering it like he's a coach on the sidelines. That was funny. That was legitimately creative.
You know how I am with commercials? I tune out, grab a snack, use the bathroom.
Oh, so you didn't see it?
I've seen Dan Campbell's commercial on Twitter.
Okay.
I didn't see Jason Kelsey's yet. I don't pick. Like, I'm not a good commercials. Just, you know, I was like, all right, cool. I got a wiggle room because, you know, you're so locked in on the game. Mm-hmm. It's like, cool. Let me, you know, babe, what do you need? Chess, what's going on? You got about 2.5 minutes to kind of do some things. Maybe put your phone on the charger. Mm-hmm. Maybe use the bathroom. I don't know. I'm a big commercial guy.
Brock Purdy's doing the commercials, too. He has one with Saquon. He hands off the boneless wings at the end to him. It's actually pretty good. Brock getting that money. I'm not mad at him.
Brock is getting that money.
Brock's got new cowboy boot commercials coming out. He's a spokesman for an entire cowboy boot line.
He's getting dough.
They're called cowboy boots, right? There's not like a technical name or anything, right?
I think they're cowboy boots. You ever wore a pair of cowboy boots?
No, never. But I did.
You like country?
What?
You like country music?
I do. I'm starting to like it more and more.
You ever go to a country concert?
What?
You ever go to a country concert?
Oh, yeah. Mountain View, Shoreline. They're different.
They're different, huh?
They're fun.
They're fun. They're fun for single guys.
Yeah, they're fun. I ventured the old dad mode, Luke Combs, you know, Zach Bryan. I'm late to this party, but I'll bump a little here and there. It's actually, I have like a theory on country music. The poppy stuff is very comparable to rap. And what I mean by that is that they rap about women, cars, and either recovery or staying drunk.
No, they do. Yeah. They do. It's the same thing. It's just the same thing. Different lingo.
Yeah. You know?
By the way, Taylor Swift, I'm surprised she's back for year number two. Her and Travis is going to get married. I think. I mean, it feels
like. Who gets married first, Bonte or Travis?
Well, I'm already engaged, so.
I know, but who's going to actually, you know?
Oh, walk down the aisle? Well, yeah. Well, you know.
But Purdy's got the cowboy boot thing, and I'm not mad at him. He's now representing, I mean, you want to talk about Midwest values. He represents, even though he grew up in Arizona, he represents cowboy boots, corn, just corn in general, okay? Yeah. Just corn, Toyota, what else? Is he doing Granger? Is it Granger or is he's doing the John Deere? I know he was doing John Deere for a second.
Alaska Airlines.
Want to get away?
I need Alaska. Alaska Airlines is cool. I like
and Applebee's like now. So yeah, there you go. Applebee's.
Dude,
I actually can't believe that Brock Purdy is a server at Applebee's. Like, if he was just there, I'd actually believe it. And Dan Campbell, surprisingly, I could believe him as a manager.
One of the greatest movies of all time, if you've ever worked in food service, is Waiting. The movie Waiting with Ryan Reynolds. It is the closest to real that it gets. I know everyone, the bear. No. Waiting. It's a classic movie if you've ever been a server. My wife was a waitress for 15 years. But I got to say this, B.
I still haven't finished The Bear, by the way.
And you're not missing
anything. The last three episodes. Season one was great. Season two.
Overrated. But I'll say this. Are we sure Brock Purdy's going to want to reset the quarterback market? He's got all of these NIL type deals going on all over the place.
That means absolutely nothing.
Instead of $61 million, what if he says I'll take $51 million?
Yeah, okay. Okay.
You know,
shut up.
I am represented by an entire vegetable in corn. I might as well just chop a little off.
Where's the Jed York cut? He's going to reset the quarterback market. He's going to reset the quarterback market if he plays at the level he played at last season.
If he doesn't get the full bag,
he's going to leave $3 million off the table. We're going to, Brock Purdy left $3 million off the table. Celebrate, blah, blah, blah.
Because that's who he is. He's a winner, like Brady.
Okay.
You think those narratives aren't coming. You know they are.
Man, I don't care about those narratives. Isaiah Likely after the game. Because he walked through the tunnel and KC fan was yelling at him. He goes, "You stink, you stink." And he basically said, "Screw you, B-word." I'm trying to paraphrase. But then after he got to the podium, and he was even spicier. Hear from Isaiah Likely on how he feels about the Kansas City Chiefs.
This is probably the worst game we're going to play all year. So if this is the best that they got, I mean, good luck in the postseason.
You know what? I've been thinking about this long and hard.
Isaiah Likely?
I just think about this from a national perspective. The majority of people are waking up this morning and they're saying to themselves, Baltimore's really good. They have no chance of beating Kansas City in the playoffs.
Yeah.
They just have no chance. And poor Lamar, it's just, his regular seasons are unreal. And he's just like Steve Young prior, like a James Harden, like so many other guys, his postseasons have been spotty at best.
Well, I mean, you think about the Zay Flowers fumble. It's a 17-17 game. 17-17.
He didn't run in that game.
I know he did. All I'm saying though is Zay Flowers, if he scores, he does a fumble. It's a 17-17 game. So I'm not going to go and say they don't have a shot against Kansas City.
A shot is different from are you taking Baltimore? Like, I can't see them as a legitimate threat in the AFC to beat Kansas City right
now. They're a legit threat to be they're a Super Bowl contender. Let's be real. The three best teams in the league right now, Kansas City, Baltimore, and the Niners. Baltimore not in that Super Bowl conversation? They're the division of the Super Bowl. Who's better? All right, take Kansas City out. Who's better than Baltimore, the AFC outside of Kansas City?
I don't think Cincinnati is a better overall football team than Baltimore. I just have seen Joe Burrow and Cincinnati take it to Kansas City. I have yet to see that from Baltimore. So it's hard for me to believe. So as I fast forward this, I'm thinking about the Niners, and I'm like, the Niners absolutely have to beat the Chiefs in the regular season for the psyche of themselves, for the psyche of the fan base. So it's just, you gotta exercise those demons. You gotta beat them one time.
Baltimore. Outside of the AFC, but again, if Kansas City's the better team,
they are.
We know that.
We know that.
Who's better than Baltimore? The rest of the way.
I'm telling you, I cannot unsee that Baltimore against Kansas City, to me, has no shot.
But is Buffalo better than Baltimore?
I've seen Buffalo lose at the wire twice.
Are they better than Baltimore?
No, but it's not about this. It's not transitive property.
But I hear that. To say that Baltimore, to dismiss them in the AFC.
I am.
A lot of other teams, that's fine. You can dismiss them all you want to, but all I'm saying is Kansas City's right there. We know the AFC goes through Kansas City.
Yes.
But who the hell's going to be Baltimore on the way there?
I don't know, but I know that if Baltimore is faced up against KC, they can't beat them. They just can't.
I mean, they're 1-5 against Kansas City. I mean, I get it. Nobody can beat Kansas City. Buffalo can't beat Kansas City. Buffalo hasn't
beat them.
You know what I'm saying?
If it's Joe Burrow on the other side, because I've seen it and because he's done it, you know, like, I give them more benefit of the doubt. It is about matchups. So Baltimore in a vacuum is in they're going to rattle off 12 wins this year. It might be more. They're awesome. I love the Derrick Henry addition. I think they're a really, really, really good team. I think Lamar is one of the best football players I've ever seen. And it just sucks that against them, they can't get over it.
I'm not going to overreact to one game.
I'm not going to do that. I'm reacting to multiple years of data.
It's a new year. It's a new season. And even Cincinnati, how many wins do they have against Kansas City?
I think it's 2.
In the playoffs?
No, I'm saying the one in the AFC Championship game, and I think they beat them in the regular season.
But the Ravens have beat Kansas City once in the regular season. They're 1-5 now against Kansas City. So Burrow's got the 2 wins. Okay. Burrow's got the 2 wins.
Yeah.
The one win in the AFC Championship game, they get full credit for that. But also, I look at it on the flip side, I said, Kansas City had a 21-3 lead. They blew that damn game. Going for it right before halftime. Mahomes was uncharacteristically throwing interceptions. He had the Tyreek Hill debacle. So nobody's beating Kansas City. But when I look at the rest of the AFC, I'm saying, well, Baltimore may get another shot. Because who the hell's going to beat Baltimore in a way? You taking Cleveland over Baltimore? You taking Cincinnati over Baltimore? You taking Buffalo over Baltimore? You taking the Jets over Baltimore? You taking the Dolphins over Baltimore? So all I'm saying is they will have a shot. Oh, and that AFC Championship game was nip and tuck. I get Kansas City is better. Let Baltimore figure out Derrick Henry. Let them work in their passing game a little bit more. Let Mark Andrews get into the rhythm. They will have another shot to play Kansas City. Now, will I take Baltimore to beat Kansas City? No, I won't. But to say they don't have a shot, I'm not going to go that far.
Yeah, I am. I am. It's zero shot.
They just have zero shot. Yeah, Lamar I'm telling you, they don't have the weaponry on the outside,
and he's not accurate enough to beat that team. Like, you have to play a near perfect game, and I just don't think that he can do it.
Let's go to.
And I love him. He's a great player. He's a freaking great player. But for whatever reason, they got their number.
They'll run Henry more. They'll get Justin Hill involved more. They'll get this passing game rolling here. Baltimore is going to be. They're going to have a shot. They're gonna have a shot. I'm not gonna say they don't have. They were in that game again. Zay Flowers fumbles at the goal line for crying out loud. 17-10. That's a tied up ball game. Crowds back into it. Who the hell knows what happens after that? Now a lot of people are saying, "Well, it's Mahomes, Bunch. It's Mahomes." I don't know. It's in Baltimore. Baltimore, for the most part of last season, was the best team in the NFL. Was the best team. They completely addressed it tonight. I tell you what, going to the Super Bowl, I didn't want to play Baltimore. I thought Kansas City was a better matchup for the Niners.
Everybody thinks Baltimore is really good. I'm telling you, they can't beat Kansas City. They don't have. You have to be able to pick them apart from the pocket and then make a couple of extra plays.
Nobody,
and I just don't see them being able to do it. He missed two guys in the end zone late.
So you know what?
He's a great player.
If nobody could beat Kansas City and nobody has a shot against Kansas City, why get emotional about the NFL season?
No, the Niners have the personnel to beat them.
The Niners have the personnel to beat them. So Lamar's got one more win against Kansas City than the Niners do. Shanahan has never beaten Kansas City.
And the Niners played them better than them.
They're 1-5. What do you mean? Niners got blown out in 2019 by Kansas City.
That's the Jimmy G game.
2018. Yeah, Jimmy G. All right. They got blown out in regular season at Levi's Stadium. They've lost with Brock Purdy. They've lost 2 Super Bowls against Kansas City. Last year, they got shut down in the Super Bowl by Kansas City. We haven't beat them once. I guarantee you Baltimore has a better chance to beat Kansas City than the Niners have right now.
We lost in overtime. Like, we're now picking about who's... I'm just saying the Niners offense can do things that the Ravens offense against them can't do. And you're taking a minority opinion.
They were a toe away from tying the football game last night.
They were down 10 points. That game should have been over.
Yeah, well, no. Justin Tucker misses a 53-yard field goal. Very uncharacteristic vib. They literally were a toe away from tying the football game. And they were going to go for 2.
The game literally came down to the final play. Everybody had Baltimore finally knocking off Kansas City. That team, they've got their number. That just happens in sports sometimes.
They literally lost on the final play of the game. To say they have zero chance to beat Kansas City, they were Isaiah likely told, hell, if Lamar's accurate on the previous play, they tie the game anyway, or go for two, or maybe lose by one. So I'm not going to say they don't have a shot.
No, I am. That's where I'm at.
They've played Kansas City tougher than the Niners have.
What?
They played Kansas City tougher than the Niners have.
The Niners lost in the overtime, Monte.
They lost on the final play last night. They lost 17-10 in the AFC Championship game.
Okay. I watched that AFC Championship game.
Lamar, we all did.
Was horrible.
We all did.
Horrible.
So here we are.
Horrible.
Out. If we got no shot, if nobody has a shot at Kansas City, what's the point of getting emotional about football?
No, the Niners do have a shot because they can do things offensively that the Ravens can't. They actually can win on the outside, and they can actually, from the pocket, beat them. Yes.
They didn't last year in the Super Bowl.
Well, I know they didn't in the one-off game. Yeah.
They did not. That's why we play again in the regular season.
I mean, that's why, to me, the bigger take is, and this is where I'm going with it, I continue to say it, the Niners have to win the regular season game for me and the fan base and everyone, the players, to have that belief that they can do it again in the Super Bowl. That's why they have to do it. That's why last night's game, to me, was psychologically humongous for the Ravens. They have to prove to themselves they can do this.
We match up better than them. Did we not watch Baltimore come in here at Levi's Stadium on Christmas Day?
Those are different games. Those are different matchups.
Completely undress us. If anybody has a personnel in Kansas City, wouldn't it be Baltimore? They have a running quarterback who can get out the pocket, who ran for 100 yards. They got speed outside. Their receivers were winning last night. Isaiah likely was winning. I watched the Super Bowl. We're at Las Vegas. Debo couldn't get off no jam against Kansas City. Brandon Ayuk got bracketed and got completely taken out of the game. And the way they used their tight ends last night with Isaiah Likely and Mark Andrews, George Kittle, how many targets did he get in the Super Bowl? We had to use him to pass block.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
If your day sounds like...
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Block against Kansas City. Pass block.
We can disagree, and you can make all the arguments you want. I am of the belief that Baltimore needed to win that game to prove to themselves everyone else that they could actually go out and beat that team.
Well,
I see it, I won't believe it.
Well, Isaiah Likely,
this is probably the worst game we're going to play all year. So if this is their best that they got, I mean, good luck in the postseason.
It doesn't sound like they're rattled. It doesn't sound like they're triggered. They were talking like, yeah, we'll see this team again, and we got something for them. That's how they would. I mean,
it's frustrating to Shasky's point, though, if I am a Ravens fan, because it didn't feel like they played their best. The Chiefs did not play their best at all yesterday. It was like a B-minus game.
Yeah, the Ravens didn't play their best either. They're trying to figure out Dan Curry, and the game came down to a toe. Literally went toe-to-toe. with the Kansas City Chiefs.
It feels like the Chiefs can still not play at their best and beat 99% of the league, but everyone else has to play their best.
I don't think Baltimore has to play a perfect game. I don't know about that. I don't know. Let's go to Frontline and Admission. Frontline, what's happening?
Frontline's in the house. How you guys doing? Joe Sasky and Bonte Hill.
What's up, baby?
Yes, sir. I was at the summit the other day. I had the medical scrubs on. Joe Sasky, very cool guy. He met Carl. I appreciate you guys. You guys bring a lot of energy to the show, which I like and everything. That's all I want to say. You guys have a great show. Peace.
That's my guy. Is that the guy who shaves every day his head and listens to us?
Yes, sir.
That's a lot of dedication. Thanks for coming out there.
That's a lot of dedication to shave every day.
Hey, look good.
I know, man.
I'm not knocking it. I'm just saying that's a lot of, like, I always tell myself Frontline, I'm going to shave every day. I'm going to shave. And I go 4 days. I'm like, yeah, I'll get back to it.
Yeah, but you look good with a beard.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, just shaving underneath the underneath, scruff and stuff like that.
I can't stand having the beard because it gets itchy and it doesn't grow in and I don't think it looks good.
Got to get the nice little moisturizer.
No, yours looks good.
You got to get the moisturizer. You got to wash
Yeah, I just, moisturizer. I don't like how the
beard cream.
Beard cream.
Yeah,
you guys are all beard guys. Shout out to my boy Mondo. Shout out to Mondo. Yeah. Hook me up with some great beer cream, man.
What do you guys use? What's the brand?
I forget what the brand is. I got to look at it.
Mine's not thick enough to use it, but yeah, Bonte probably needs some.
Well, yours looks good because it's got like, it's like light in some spots and like it looks really good.
Let's go to...
No, I mean it. I just don't. I don't have a good one. Let's go to
Brett and SF. What's happening?
There is one quarterback that's undefeated against Patrick Mahomes, and that's Jared Goff. 2-0. So the Kansas City Chiefs can be beaten.
Wow.
And I think they're not going to go undefeated like you guys are.
Are you a Goff fan? I didn't even know that. I didn't know that.
Yeah, the greatest game ever, he got an SB when it was his Rams beating 49-47.
Oh, yeah, that Thursday night game.
And then they beat him. The Lions beat him on Thursday Night Football, so he's 2-0.
Wow, I didn't know
that. Let's not count out those Lions.
Yeah, Barber's beard is the cream, the facial, the beard stuff. Barber's, shout out to my boy Mon. Make it happen, Mondo. He makes it happen with the beard cream. It's pretty good. Barber's beard. He'll be up like the little wash, little oil, little balm. You heat it up, you rub it, it heats up.
Clean it up, Monte.
Yeah. 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 There it is, Uchi May. He's asking for the beard cream.
Nice.
So, like, look, Kansas City looked good yesterday. Yeah, they're going to be there in the end. But I'm not scared of them, man. I'm not scared of them. Baltimore's taking them to the brink. The Niners are taking them to the brink. They're not unbeatable. They're not unbeatable, folks. All right? If we're scared, we're already scared before the season started.
It's not that they're unbeatable, but they have a quality.
You guys sound shook.
Well, no, they have a warrior quality to them where it's like when the Warriors had Kevin Durant and Steph Curry, there was like almost an inevitability. And to the other people's points, they could play a C-plus game for the majority of the game, and then boom, 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 boom.
Was that a C-plus game for the Chiefs?
I don't know. I mean, they're I didn't think Xavier Worthy did. I mean, I know he had the two touchdowns, but he didn't do a whole lot. I didn't think Pacheco was out of this world. I thought that they actually dropped a bunch of passes. Juju dropped one in the end zone that he should have caught. But Kelsey was kind of quiet.
What about the Ravens, though? Did they play him? They played a C-plus game. They played
like a C-minus game. I thought Lamar played possessed. Lamar's awesome.
But Derrick Henry, there was no running game.
He had a couple of nice stiff arms.
Oh, come on, Shasky. Shasky, come on. The Ravens played a C-minus game.
Well, they were also down. They had blown coverages.
Didn't they take a 7-0 lead? Went right down the field, took a 7-0 lead.
Yeah, but they were also down 10 in the second half, and that kind of takes away some of the running back runs.
The game should have been tied at halftime. 13-13. Should have been tied.
You're asking me, and I'm telling you, you're taking away the running game for them when you're down 10 and you're forcing them into passing. That's just not a strength of their team.
They couldn't run the ball all game outside of that first drive. All game. The only one who was running was Lamar. And all their passes was like right there at the line of scrimmage.
Kansas City's defense is really good. Those three linebackers are excellent.
Their linebackers okay. Likely went crazy on those linebackers. It went crazy. Their passing game looked more effective against Kansas City last night than the Niners passing game in the Super Bowl.
Well, they were in scramble mode at the end of the game, and so they were throwing. I didn't think for three quarters of the game their passing looked that dynamic. Lamar, what was the longest ball he completed in terms of yards?
The Niners passing game didn't look dynamic. The Niners, hell, they needed a play to score a touchdown. Juwan Jennings to throw a damn touchdown pass.
I'm aware, but
they can't even throw a touchdown pass to their old damn quarterback.
I mean, I don't know. I think Lamar's pocket presence on. He had multiple times to deliver those touchdowns late in that game, and then he just missed them, you know? The Niners missed their opportunities, too.
Gosh. You know what? Screw the hell, Kansas City, man. I hope that God the Niners play them in the Super Bowl.
Well, no, we got to beat them in the regular season.
Well, I don't even care. Well,
it just gives you the confidence to be able to, go up and see it. You got to see it before you can believe
this
it.
This is what happened, though. We get to the Super Bowl, Andy Reid coming off a bye week, and be like, oh, boy, still Kansas City. Regular season doesn't matter. We're going to watch that game away so much. It's going to be big in real time for the Niners. And then what happens if they lose? What happens if the Niners lose that game in Kansas City?
It's going to feel pretty sullen. You're going to feel like you have very little chance against them. It does. I mean, just you got to have the belief.
You're not going to build yourself back up?
Well, of course I will, because I'm a sports fan.
Like, come on. Come on. Shameless shout-outs in 6 minutes. Stu Gotts at 8 o'clock. Shameless shout-outs, 888-957-9570. 888-957-9570 is the phone number here. I want to get to Shanahan for a second. Kyle Shanahan, I'm Brandon Ayuk. You know, because a lot of talk is Brandon Ayuk going to be ready to roll? It's going to be ready to roll Monday night. Well, here is Kyle Shanahan on Brandon Ayuk.
And they resolve themselves perfect, just back to normal. So you don't want, things get tough, especially when it can go a number of directions. That's what I was saying to you guys from the beginning. It could have gone a number of directions. There was times that he possibly could be traded. There was times he could possibly be here. That was hard about the whole negotiation thing, and that is what made it different than usual. We'd never gone through it being so close both ways. And for it to end up working out here that, in the beginning, we wanted him here. BA wanted to be here, and we all wanted to make that work out. And really, in the end, that was still the case. And you got to go through that and make sure you're talking to people as humans. And both sides need to understand when you're talking that way, you're not negotiating. You're trying to tell each other how you truly feel. And when that is the same way as it was 6 months before that, those things are easy to get over. You just got to make sure that's truly how you feel. And you could feel that leading into it the last few days. I think that's what made it easier to close it and get it done those last couple days. And that's been awesome ever since, nothing ever happened.
Yeah, so the relationship has been repaired. Real quick, Shasky, are you playing 98% of the snaps?
Yeah, I mean, I'd be surprised with that, but my expectations are that I'd be surprised with 98%. I'll see as the week goes. We've had one practice with him. He threw with Brock over the weekend. We got one practice with Trent. Today will be their second. See how they are these 3 days and then kind of evaluate it.
Yeah, it's one game last night. We'll see. I'm really fired up for this Eagles-Green Bay Packer game because this is the two teams in the NFC that I see as threats to the Niners. But you can't have enough weapons. And that's why the Ayuk thing is so important. You cannot have enough weapons against any of these elite teams. You're talking about Baltimore, and look, they're going to be a really good team this year. They're going to win a lot of games, right? They're in a really good division. You need weapons against a team like that, right? And that's why I'm rethinking my bold, and this is a bold take, but Buffalo, boy, they lost a lot of weapons. So do they have the weaponry to be able to put up in a B game, not having your A game, in a B game, a C game, do you have enough weapons to continue to turn out points against Baltimore's defense, against Kansas City's defense? You need to be able to keep pace. And I look at the Ayuk, the whole thing, I was like, wow, the Niners, there no way are they a better team without Ayuk. But guys are going to go down. They're going to miss plays. You're going to get bottled up a little. You got to have that third receiver in Jennings, that fourth playmaker in Cowan, or eventually, hopefully, Ricky Pearsall. You better have that backup tight end. That's a question. You're talking about Isaiah Likely. I'm seeing Andrews and Isaiah Likely. I'm like, God, I'd love to have a second tight end who can make plays. That's where a Cowan's as a fourth receiver, third receiver, makes a lot of impact. Do you have that second running back in Jordan Mason? You can't have enough weapons.
Can I ask you something? Why? Because I subscribe to that. I agree. You can't have enough playmakers. Why do you think Niner fans, or some Niner fans, thought that they would skip a beat without Ayuk? Because the dialogue was completely different when he was going through the negotiations.
Talking themselves into it.
Is that what it was?
Because I thought it was talking themselves into it.
No, because this guy was a second team all pro, and you know, I hear, well, you know, 1,000 yards in today's day and age, blah, 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 and this guy and this guy. Why do you think they were talking themselves into Chris Conley and Juwan Jennings?
Yeah.
That they could just replace him and score 30 points a game?
I mean,
and Ayuk was replaceable?
Yeah, I mean,
I'm smiling ear to ear now that I've seen a lot of, trust me, I remember everything like an elephant. My memory is insane. I'm glad that people realize how good Ayuk is and that you need Brandon Ayuk. It's basically my point. Yeah. I'm glad that people's come around saying, damn, we need number 11.
Well, I mean, like, again, like, you watched that game last night. Did the Chiefs lack firepower?
No, they're getting Hollywood Brown back, too.
They're adding to what they have.
Getting Hollywood Brown back,
too. Yeah, they're adding to it, right? And so, like, Baltimore, I watched that game. I was like, man, like, and to your point, I guess you tweeted it out. They really could use another receiver. Man, like,
it always feels like they're always a receiver short.
You know?
Which is kind of wild to me now that I think about it. If Brandon Ayuk was really wanting to get traded, I wonder why he didn't. Yo, Lamar, maybe I go to Baltimore.
I don't know their money situation.
Yeah, I don't know their situation.
Patrick Queen go.
But, you know, we thought we knew the Niners situation and their money situation and their restructuring and signing deals and giving dudes new money all the time. So who the hell knows with the salary cap? But I haven't checked out Baltimore's cap. But I did think about it yesterday. Was like,
it's a good point.
Boy, Ayuk would have fit perfectly in that offense. I wonder why Baltimore wasn't knocking on the door.
Well, I just think that the way the NFL is right now, it's like situational stops. So you got to have certain pass rushers. It's nice to have a good secondary because you want to be able to make plays. Can you create turnovers and get situational stops on defense? It's not about overall yards. You're not holding anybody to 100 yards anymore. Those days are long gone. And then on offense, do you just have unbelievable weaponry across the board? You got to have it. And I look at the Niners, it's like, okay, CMC, I know he's got the calf injury, and that is, it's not good, right? But you got Debo backing up. You got Jordan Mason. You got Ayuk, Kittle. They've got weaponry.
Yeah, they got a lot. They have a lot. We'll see against the New York Jets. Jets defense is really good.
It is.
We'll get down into the numbers there. Quarterbacks do not play well against the New York Jets. They shut down the pass. We'll break that down in detail. Good front. Dominic Pooney's going to have his work cut out for him with Quinnen Williams. You talk about Chris Jones targeting the weak link on the offensive line. What do you think Quinnen Williams is going to do Monday night? Quinnen Williams is an absolute stud. I remember at one point during the draft process, a lot of people prefer Quinnen Williams over Nick Bosa. Now, it's worked out for both teams. They've both become all pros. They've both got their money. And I get it. The Niners have drafted so many D tackles. But Quinnen Williams is a monster. He is coming into his own. He can wreck the entire game by himself. And Jermaine Johnson coming off the edge. Will McDonald. I was listening to Anthony Beck yesterday with Steiny and Guru. He was breaking down Will McDonald. Hey, look, we know Hassan Reddick's not around.
Yeah.
But Will McDonald is a guy you got to keep your eyes on. He's going to be a great pass rush threat against Colt McKivitt. So it's not going to be easy on Monday, but we cannot overreact. What I don't want to do is if the Niners win like 17-13, oh, my God, we can't beat the Chiefs play. Like, no, it's a long way to go. It's a long way to go. People know that. The first games of the season, first month of the season, it's a long way to go, folks.
So Baltimore, and that's my bigger, you know, opinions. Like, last year, you know, they had home field advantage, and the Chiefs were more vulnerable, in my opinion, than what they are now. And it's like, God, they needed to win that for their psyche. They're still going to win 12 or 13 games. They have a bad year. They win 11. Like, you know what I mean? Yeah. They're a high-level team. That's a really tough division, right? We've learned now, having home field for the Chiefs, doesn't really matter. Like, they can kind of do it anywhere. They're like the only team in the league, right? You just throw them to the side. Everyone else is like, you got to stack wins to try to get that number one seed to get time off. You desperately, there's 17-game schedule, the attrition, you need that time off. Absolutely. And I just look at the Niners, like a game against the Jets, got to have it because it's week one and all those things. But it is outside of the AFC. So to your point, outside of the NFC, it's the AFC. So to your point, like, it's not the end all be all, but I'd like to see them play well. And it would wipe away a lot of the negative narratives from the offseason.
Let's get the shameless shout outs here on the roll. Shameless shout outs. Let's roll.
It's Friday.
Yeah, I'm a shameless, horrible human being.
Your chance to shamelessly shout out whoever or whatever you want.
I need to shout out somebody. I forget their names. Mm-hmm. They would know who I am if they're listening.
It's time for shameless shout outs on the Morning Roast.
Huh? Well, you know you make me wanna.
888-900-3393. 877-957-0. I don't even know why we should go through this football season. Let's just crown Kansas City right now. Let's crown them right now. Crown them. Crown them. They're going to three-peat. Season's over. We're so goddamn scared of the Kansas City Chiefs. Screw them. Baltimore came down to the final play. They can be had. They can be had. Just sell and just fire everybody. Yeah, we might as well do that. Might as well do that. We got no shot. We got no shot. Nick in Berkeley, what's happening? Who you shouting out today, Nick?
Man, I just want to shout out to you and Sassy, man, for getting me fired up every week. And we've listened to 95.7 The Game with all the roasters out there in the Bay. Let's go, Niners. That's what's up. Shout out to all the faithful. And Levi Stadium going to be rocking Monday night. Love y'all.
Who you shout out, Shasky?
I'm going to shout out Reardon. They played tonight, and I know you got a couple other high school games. St. Bonaventure. I love a good St. Bonnie's game. Let's go, baby. Go Reardon Crusaders.
Where's that at?
It's at St. Bonaventure.
Okay, good deal. Where's St. Bonaventure?
I believe it's in the North Bay, correct?
I'm not sure. Who you shout out?
No, it's in Ventura County.
Ventura County. Wow. They're going a long way.
Yeah.
Long way to play that football game.
I think St. Bonnie's might have been a grammar school that I'm thinking of in the North Bay. Go.
I thought St. Bonaventure was like a college. Am I thinking of something? Okay, yeah, all right. There's two Bonnie's. Okay, thank you. I was thinking of hoops during like March Madness. I was like, there's always a St. Bonaventure, like all this sort of stuff. I'm going to shout out just football. I'm just so happy. I'm just so excited to talk football. Today, tomorrow, Sunday, and Monday, we've got football all weekend long, and I'm just so excited to sit on the couch and do nothing. And the game of the weekend, by the way, sneakily, it might be tonight. I do think it is the Niners-Jets. I think both those teams have the most pressure on them in each conference to succeed this year. Definitely the Jets. After the debacle of last year, the AFC, because you can say the pressure's on the Chiefs every year.
Would it be Baltimore?
Yeah, right. Baltimore, maybe. Right? That's another one. Go ahead, Sam.
How many times did you look at your phone for fantasy football scores?
Not a lot last night, but I only had Zay Flowers. You got me 11 points, but that's fine. How'd Sam's fantasy team do? Sam, how'd you doing, dude?
My fantasy team, we're off to a slow start. We'll figure it out. No, my shout-out, though, is I got to shout-out the Garlic Fries and Baseball Guys podcast. Shasky and I did a nice little episode today reacting to the Matt Chapman extension. Then also the Giants going to be on Apple TV tonight. So I had a chance to catch up with Heidi Watney, who's a part of that broadcast.
That's going
to
rate well opposite Packers and Eagles on the Peacock Network.
Yeah, no, this is my shout out. So thanks for just interrupting that. Go and check it out. New episodes available now wherever you listen to podcasts.
I'm sorry.
No, it's just like I'm trying to promote our thing, but if you want to dump on it, that's cool.
No, it's just dump it on Apple. I'm sorry.
Jason is San Ramon.
I'm
Jason
used to it.
San Ramon.
Every shout out ever.
Bonte, voice from the past. Bonte?
This is Bonte Shasky, Morning Roast.
I'm giving a shout out to the AAA, years 2000-2001. Oh, young nice. Bonte was a lineman for the Washington Eagles.
There we go.
I thought he was a tight end.
I was a tight end.
There we go. He was a tight end, and this is Coach Ski from Lowell.
Let's
back
go.
In the day.
Oh, Coach Ski.
Give you a call and
let's
say
go. Kowski. Hey, Kowski, man. What you up to these days?
What's up, big man?
What are you up to these days?
I'm out in the East Bay doing all right, working at a school district. It's great, but I listen to you every morning, man. I miss you.
Hey, I miss you too, Coach Ski. Hey, when they're going to stop running the wing tee alone, Coach?
Hey, we were double wing. Don't bring double that wing tee to us. We were double wing, three yards in a cloud of dust. We threw the ball 40 times. It was behind the line of scrimmage, though.
So is that the best
that's
campus?
How it goes.
Forget not just the stadium, but just campus in the city for public schools because it's beautiful.
Oh, yeah, Lowell is beautiful. Coach Ski was up there for a long time, man. Nah, it was beautiful up there, Lowell. Coach Ski, man. He's a good dude. Shout out Donald Lock and that little Cardinal team.
Nice.
They always push us to the brink, man, with that double wing.
So here we go.
Boom, 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 boom.
Real quick shout out to Jalen Ramsey of the Miami Dolphins getting a 3-year, $72.3 million contract extension, including $55.3 million guaranteed. That's per Jeff Howe, The Athletic.
I don't even know if he's any good anymore.
He's hurt right now, too.
Yeah.
Well, he was solid last year. I think.
Shout out the Skyline Titans football as they take on Washington in their first game at Skyline in the town. That's from the 510.
Oh, my Eagles. Let's go. Shout out to Ray Davis Jr. from the city. First pro game for the Buffalo Bills. Shout out to his pops, Raymond Davis, who we had on earlier this year. He's hella happy. He's a proud dad. He's always out there. They take on the Arizona Cardinals. It's check out the Arizona Cardinals. Shout out to all the roasters who came out and all the fans who came out to Fremont Bank and all the roasters who's going to show up for breakfast in about 35 minutes. Jack's Restaurant. And I see Carter here. He got, you know, he heard breakfast, free breakfast.
Hey, Carter is my guy, dude. He's out there working, grinding. As Lucas Alexander is somewhere in Wyoming doing like fishing or something. I don't know what he's doing. Carter's actually here working.
No, Lucas works.
Lucas is enjoying that high of that win over LSU.
Let Lucas live. He's actually, I called Lucas the other day. He's actually working while on vacation.
Carter's working on what?
I feel like Carter's my guy.
But ain't nothing you can do about it.
You can have Carter. You can claim him.
Well, I need an offensive lineman to, you know, plow the way as I'm trying to get out of the summit.
Shut up.
We've got to go.
What's wrong?
Got to go into commercial break. Listening to Hillary from Boxer Gerson. Oh, good Lord.
Shout out Hillary. How you doing, Hillary?
Hillary from River Island.
Oh, my God.
Oh, she's going to come
good
in.
Morning.
And,
good morning.
Oh, gosh. Go ahead. Tell me about how we lost the Super Bowl and how we're never going to win and blah, 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 blah.
It's been 232 days since I last called in. As a good Raiders fan that I am, I've really tried to give you all the space you need to properly grieve your loss to Taylor Swift. I'm still not sure that's enough time for you to get over McCaffrey's fumble in the opening drive of the Super Bowl, but I really tried to give you the space you needed.
I love you.
Enjoy Gardner Minshew for the 4 weeks that he plays.
Relax.
Okay. We got Minshew slinging the rock this year. I'm not mad about it. We've tried it all over the years. We had the guy who dated porn stars and Jimmy G. We had the guy who wore eyeliner and Derek Carr. The wash guy who won the Heisman with Palmer. Even the guy accused of stealing donations from his high school as a volunteer coach, Jamarcus. And none of them have taken us to the promised land. So in Minshew and Coach AP, we trust this year. Just win, baby.
Hillary, you are the best.
That was incredible.
How are the Niners going to do this year? You hear us going, according to Shasky, nobody's got a shot against Kansas City. So we shouldn't even play
the
game.
Season for me to believe you. That's what I'm saying.
We shouldn't even get emotional about it because Kansas City's already got the Super Bowl wrapped up, right?
I'm not even sure you guys are going to win your division. Your injuries are stacking up and the season hasn't even started.
Who are you taking?
The Rams?
Yeah, you guys, the Lions even.
Oh, gosh. The Packers? The Eagles?
Anyone but the Niners.
Are we the kiss of death when we go to playoff games, Shasky and I? If we show up for a playoff game, it's a guaranteed L. Should we just stop going to playoff games?
Especially when Boxer and Gerson sponsors you to go to a playoff game. We need to send you to more games.
You didn't sponsor us for the Super Bowl. Maybe we would have been staying at the Excalibur.
Exactly.
Hillary, how you been? How you been, Hillary? You been good?
I've been great. I've been living my life this summer.
I could tell.
I'm in a fantasy football league. It's a couples league. Oh. The idea behind it was to get the women and the couples more invested in the NFL.
My wife's in the league by herself, running her own team, operating. So how do you guys come to a determination on who to play, who to acquire, who to drop? Like, I can't even agree with my wife on what we're getting for Uber.
Let Hillary talk.
No.
Great question. So the idea was that the women would be more invested in the NFL and we would stop yelling at our husbands for wasting every Sunday. This year, the commissioner decided to switch things up. And all the women drafted their teams with zero input from their spouses. And so I drafted the team all by myself this year.
Go.
And guess what Yahoo scored my drafting skills at?
F.
A plus, baby. And you know why? Because I didn't pick a single Niners player. That's right. I also don't have any Raiders players now because I did draft Zamir White, but then as soon as the draft was over, my husband traded him.
Oh, wow.
So I don't have Raiders or Niners players, but we're going big this year.
All right.
Going for the ship.
Hillary, we will see you soon. We got nothing on baseball because both our baseball teams suck. Well, yours is more exciting than ours, so there's that.
Well, yeah, if you can call it mine.
Yeah. Are you going to start rooting for the Giants when the A's go to Sacramento? You going to wear that orange and black?
I'm not going to root for the Giants. The problem is that I'm currently pregnant and we're having a boy.
Congratulations. Oh, that's the best news of the day. Wow.
Well, here's the problem. My husband and I had a bet that our firstborn would be a Niners fan, and then as long as the A's are still in Oakland, would be an A's fan. And now we're debating about whether it still constitutes as the A's being in Oakland when we have a kid in November.
So this kid may start wearing silver or black instead?
Well, definitely it sounds like it's going to be a Niners fan. The question is whether they're going to be a Giants fan and a Niners fan or an A's fan and a Niners fan. Yeah.
Hillary, you got the Padres, you got the Diamondbacks. Maybe a Dodger fan. Maybe a Dodger.
Yeah. Okay. All right. I mean, I'd rather a Dodger fan than a Giants fan. I'll tell you that.
Well, if it was a Raider fan, the first name would start with an L.
Wow. Two L's for Hillary, actually.
Oh, I'm aware.
Hillary, always good to hear from you. Thank you for giving us space to grieve over the Super Bowl. Yeah, absolutely. Hillary from Boxer Gerson. All right, real quick injury report. Let's make it quick.
It's time for the injury report.
That really hurt.
Brought to you by Boxer and Gerson, Northern California's premier workers' compensation law firm, helping injured workers get their lives back for over 40 years.
Oh, man. Week one injury report. Christian McCaffrey was listed as questionable as he deals with the strain in his calf and Achilles area, something we'll touch on a little later in the program. He was a limited participant in practice on Thursday, but was practicing after missing almost the entirety of training camp. But as of now, it sounds like McCaffrey will suit up, but Achilles calf, we don't like hearing that. We don't like those two. That is a dangerous, dangerous injury. That could be all bad for the 49ers. All right, injury report brought to you by Boxer Gerson, Northern California's premier workers' compensation law firm, helping get your workers get their lives back for over 40 years. What's coming up on the game brought to you by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises. Stu Gotts from the Dan Levitard Show is going to join us. And he's a Jets fan from Miami? It's weird. Very weird. That's coming up here on The Morning Rush.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.